We just announced this week, as part of a new partnership program to protect our land and water and forests, something that will bring in overall about $40 million into the Great Lakes region to protect our land and water. Ultimately, it's about protecting the Great Lakes water runoff, sediment runoff, as well as protecting our forests and so on. But it's a program that is locally based. Folks in the community decide what they need to do, how they want to do it, and then they apply for funding, and then they have to match it dollar for dollar, either with technical assistance, you know, hard work, expertise, or with dollars. So we're putting in about $40 million, and then on top of that, there'll be another $40 million coming in. So $80 million to focus on things that are going to protect us long-term in terms of our land and water. And part of that is a really important UP project of that is $5 million. Again, it'll be matched, so it'll be 10 altogether. That is focused specifically on our forests and protecting our wildlife. So we're working with Wisconsin, Minnesota, as well as Michigan. It's going to focus on particularly on bird habitat, the golden-winged warbler. Also looking more broadly, working with groups, there's like 25 different groups involved, Michigan Tech University, U.S. Forest Service, the National Resource Conservation Service, the Michigan Department of Agriculture is overseeing all the projects in Michigan, and that what they're going to do is focus on about 12,000 acres of forest land that's non-industrial, and then broaden that out altogether to additional forest management on about 52,000 acres altogether of public and private land to protect the land, the water, the habitat, and the goal long-term is to make sure we're doing the right thing, supporting our foresters and our farmers so that we don't have, you know, the runoff, the bad things running into the Great Lakes, and we don't see the algae blooms, we don't see the sediment loss running into the Great Lakes, and that we are protecting the habitat and on our land and forests.
The thing that I find interesting about this is you got all of these different groups that were working together, including one side is the environmental, the other side is the business. There's so many different players in the play at this. How did you put it all together?
It's not Washington coming in and saying, okay, we need to do this, and here's how you're going to do it. Instead, what we said is, okay, we're going to set up this partnership program, and if folks in the UP want to get together and figure out how to bring business, universities, conservation community, local communities together, farmers together, folks who manage forests, own forests, you want to bring folks together and tackle a particular set of problems, we'll support you. So you figure out what you want to do, you apply for funding, and if it meets the criteria and it's a good proposal, you can get funding. We actually got more funding for the Great Lakes region than any other region with five different projects, two of them related to forestry and the UP, one for $5 million, one for $1 million. And it's basically saying local communities and partners should come together and decide what to do. And for instance, in other parts of the state where it's less focused on forestry and wildlife and land protection, but on runoff into the water, you've got folks like fertilizer companies working with farmers on how do you provide ways to be smart about applying fertilizer. How do we have buffer strips so that we're not seeing excess fertilizer running into the water and creating phosphorus problems, algae problems, you know, that create problems in drinking water and for fish and boating and so on. But it's local folks that are coming together to decide that. So much better decisions, and it'll be long-term decisions. So, I mean, we know that our forests are about a lot of things. It's jobs, it's tourism, it's the beauty of the UP, which is unmatched by anywhere, and it's the connection with our water. And so these are projects that take all that into account and support the folks in the UP to decide what's best. The counties where this is going to be focused on, the UP, are Marquette and Baraga, Iron, Dickinson, Menominee counties. Those are the main focuses. So if you're in Marquette or the other areas I mentioned, just give us a call. We'll be happy to connect you.